One might you use?
That he don't use his clothes. Well, he is kind of slouchy with his clothes if he don't fix them right.
Okay. And if it was a woman instead of a man, would you use the same word, slouchy?
Well, I suppose it would be about the same for her, too.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really what?
Dressed.
Okay. What would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he certainly is what for his age?
Well, he is pretty active for his age.
Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is what?
Well, we just say he's sorry. He's just too sorry to do anything.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
We call them woodchucks.
Okay. Is that the kind of bird that's got a red head?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it? Well, if you got a field like this, and it's got a fence around it, and a man wants to get from this side to the other side, now he can either go all the way around it like that, or he can go across it like that. And if he climbs over the fence and goes across it, you know, this way, instead of going all the way around, do you have a word for that?
Well, I just say taking a shortcut.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something goes every which way? You might say that a car skidded in the sand and it went how across the highway. It was just going like that.
Well, we call that switching across the road.
Okay.
Or skidded something.
Okay. What do you call evil spirits? Some people believe that they come out at midnight and then vanish at daybreak. If a person is walking down a deserted road late at night and hears a noise, he might say, I'm not afraid of what?
Spirits.
Okay. Are there any of them around here?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever seen one?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you tell me about it? I'd be interested.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I've seen them a lot of times.
What'd they look like?
Well, they look just like a living person.
Well, how'd you know they were ghosts?
Well, you can stoop down and look that way, and you can't see where it connects to the ground.
Oh, really?
That's right.
What did they wear?
Well, he looked like he got on clothes just the same.
Just ordinary clothes?
Looks like a person, a natural person.
Uh-huh. Well, where did you see this ghost?
Well, we see them different places, a lot of times up and down the road.
Uh-huh.
Mostly where somebody got killed or something or another like that.
Uh-huh.
Some way someone traveled, used to travel, and it died out, and you see the spirits traveling just like they used to travel.
Well, did they ever bother you?
No, ma'am.
You just see them, and then do they just disappear, or?
Disappear.
Uh-huh. But I guess you don't want to get too close to them.
Well, it don't worry me, because I know you can't hurt nothing.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever hear about if a person dies hungry, sometimes they come and rattle back around in the kitchen?
I've heard people say they hear them rattling the dishes in the kitchen.
Have you ever had that happen?
No, ma'am.
Uh-huh. So the only kinds you've seen have been just ghosts that look like ordinary people?
Yes.
Gee, that's interesting. I've never seen one. I talked to a lady over to the west. Although in southwest Georgia.
Yes.
And she said that she saw a white calf once.
Yes.
That was a ghost.